Siegel in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
There's a high school in North Carolina that released a video for the high school students saying what's appropriate and what's not appropriate for prom attire, but they're being called sexist because it only covers for female students. It doesn't have anything about what's appropriate or inappropriate for the male students.
But the thing, I can kind of see that what would be inappropriate dress for a guy to wear. Because, I mean, because for girls, they wear, like, you know, really short skirts, like backless dresses and stuff. So, like, I can see that. Like, because what would a guy wear that would be classed as inappropriate?
Well, you're assuming that they're going to go in a tux. You're just assuming that.
Yeah.
They could have easily avoided all of this, though, and just said, hey, just a reminder, guys, it is a suit and tie tuxedo kind of event. It's a formal event. Step it up. But if you're going to cover one, to me, it just makes sense. Everybody's sensitive. Just cover them both. You put in all this effort. You can see a clip of the video on our Facebook page. You put in all this effort to make a video for it and have, you know, what it shows is that it's a student-made video that is one of the guy who is narrating it is in like a football jersey, and he says when he shows up a picture of a girl who's wearing an inappropriate dress, there's a panel of female judges that hold up like an X sign, you know what I mean, like an X mark, and then they put black bars over the things that are inappropriate. Like the one example is it's almost backless dress, really low, and you know, it's a very you can see a lot of butt. It showcases you know, this girl's butt. And it's one critic of the video. They said, quote, the message sent to these young girls at this school by the barfing reaction to the female form is, quote, your body's disgusting and you're less worthy of respect if you show skin. To me, that's a little extreme. It's just showing. And these are, you figure a prom. Yeah. If you're a freshman in high school and you get asked to a prom, usually it's for juniors and seniors, but they can ask anybody.
Yeah.
That you could be 14, 15 years old. Do you really need to have on this like little skimpy dress? You can't just put a regular dress on.
But the thing is, though, and I see these having someone who's getting near 13 in my house, is there's this whole, we have to be like Kylie Jenner, we have to be like Kim Kardashian. There's that whole where they're constantly taking pictures showing as much flesh as they can physically get away with without having to put black bars and stuff across it. But these girls all kind of like worship them, and they.
But at 13 years old, you don't buy your own clothes.
No, that's true.
So that's the parents. If you don't want your daughter walking around in skimpy clothes, I don't want her to be like Kylie Jenner. Don't dress her like Kylie Jenner.
But a lot of parents bow to that pressure. For me, when Maisie goes to her first prom, she's going to look Amish. Like, she's going to have the hat on. She's going to be covered head to toe, black tights on and stuff.
No, I was
the woolly socks or whatever it is.
I was at your house last year, and she was talking about prom, and she goes, I'm just going to wear my Chuck Taylors and some sweatpants.
Yeah.
And we said, and your wife and I were like, we'll see. We'll see when that day comes, if that's what you're rocking, girl.
Yeah, because she's not a dress person.
Yeah.
But you know, and anyone who's got, like, girls, like, 12 to maybe, like, 14, 15, that they can change just like that.
Well, that, and look at the difference between, like, you look at what Jennifer Lopez and what it's not just Kylie Jenner. Jennifer Lopez and Beyonce are wearing to awards. They wear the crazy skimpiest dresses. You know what I mean? And it's beautiful. To me, if you can wear what you want to wear. Who cares? It doesn't mean you're less worthy of respect. But then you look at the adult film actresses who go to the AVN Awards, and they're in the gowns that are covered. Like, huh, funny how that works out.
Do you know what a lot of it is as well? Is that whole, like, parents bow to kid pressure very quickly. And they do, because you have this whole, look at Kylie over there. She's got this nice dress, mom. Look, and I'm going to go there and I'm going to be all, and I'm going to look weird against the other girls because they've all got the same.
And you don't want to cause your kids stress.
Yeah. And so many, and because of that whole social media thing now, like, parents, I think, are so afraid of having their kid kind of like outcast on social media and stuff that they just bow to that pressure.
Well, we put it up on Facebook and said, do you think it's sexist? Sonia Gardner said, I don't think it's sexist at all. The boys wear suits, no problem, but girls are basically wearing slips now as dresses. And Esther said, I like what they have for appropriate attire for the girls. It looks a lot better than the other that is not appropriate. So you can see the picture, a clip of the video up on our Facebook page. You can comment there. You can also check us out on Twitter and Instagram as well. All the links you need, you can find at eagle977.com.
Hi, Eagle977. Who's this?
Good morning, Patch. This is Carmen Nathan. Regarding the dress code, you know, guys, I teach high school, and girls in high school generally have the impression that that they are targeted more than boys. But I think overall, as a society, even as a parent, we want to teach our girls that less is more. They yeah. can be classy, they can be elegant, but in the same time, they don't need to show everything. Otherwise, they would be targeted by guys just for that body image.
Well, that's if you have a girl who's going to high school, to me, there's an age appropriateness level. It doesn't just and it's just the way it is. Do you want should a 14-year-old girl or a 15-year-old girl or 16-year-old, whatever age you are in high school, have these low cut, real thin dresses, you know, like not wearing the proper undergarments? Like, to me, it's a whole situation that it's right. and it's not just how they're going to be viewed from other peers. But also, you know, you're portraying yourself in this light that maybe they don't understand.
Right. Then what you need to explain to them is that you don't want to look 30 when you're 16. You know, you should enjoy your age as it is.
But you say that, but that is a, I say it's a girl thing, is that when girls are 16, they want to look 30.
And when they're 30, they want to look 16.
Yeah, exactly. it works both ways. I think what all schools should do when they get to prom is they should do a themed Amish prom, so all the girls are covered from head to toe. I think that's the way to go.
There you go. That's Petra's problem solving.
And it's also, girls will tell you at that age, and probably Macy will tell you, Pat. Uh-huh. And they want to express themselves, and yeah. they want to express their style. And it's a fine line, but as long as we all, like, I work with my girls in high school, and I tell them, you know, you're beautiful. Showing just very limited, and in the same time, you can be classy, and eventually they discover that, and they discover that we are not Hollywood, and even in Hollywood, how many times there are situations where they mess up, they have yeah. the faux pas dresses, and they
that's true, don't,
yeah, so. They are situations when they embarrass themselves in public, even in the public image. Yeah. So.
That is very true. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Love hearing you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Carmen.